accolades of titles and things, but let me tell you, nothing more. This guy is genuine and the real deal and following the Lord. And he's a servant of the Lord. Today, I've invited him to come, and he's going to be sharing with you what's called Project Rescue. And he'll be sharing what it means and what it's heart. So would you give a warm welcome to Aaron Halavin.
I'm just going to drag this back. Good morning. Thank you so much, Brooks and Northville, for having some guy come in that you don't know. To share today. You know, you are blessed as a congregation. There are good pastors, and then there are great people. And when you are blessed to have good pastors along with good people at the same time, how many know you are blessed at Northville with Brooks and Tammy? They are amazing, amazing individuals, and they are good people. And I could say the same thing for them about who they are. They are faithful leaders, well-respected across our district and certainly in Jamie and I's life. Beyond that, how many think your youth pastor, Pastor Raymond, should have to eat two chips instead of one? When I heard death in a box, I thought it should at least be two, maybe three. So you guys can work on that behind the scenes. Thanks for having me come today and I love ministry. I love the Lord. I pastor in the same church for 22 and a half years, almost 23 years, 13 as a lead pastor, 10 as other roles. God has done great things. Our church has sent out 14 missionaries from our church in that time frame. Missions is big on our heart. And today I'm going to share you something called Project Rescue. And it's a ministry that I've been asked to be a part of to share in churches. Do this because I want to. I'm not taking a honorarium from your church today for me. I don't do that. This is an opportunity for me to bless the kingdom of God and just to encourage you as to know what God is doing. God is doing great things. Amen? He is. Now, today, this is a PG-13 message. If you're a teenager, is 13 and up, this is okay. If you have a small child in the room, you may want to take advantage of kids ministry and online as well. If you are watching and you have children with you, how many know sometimes the church has to deal with big subjects? And this is going to be a big subject today. So I'm giving you fair warning. So if anyone ignores that, don't blame Pastor Brooks. Blame me. I actually blame yourself for not taking care of that. Today, I'm going to share with you about this organization, Project Rescue. Now, how many have heard of human trafficking? Okay. There's two sides to human trafficking. First side is human trafficking that is forced labor, meaning that somebody has been forced to work and do things in unhealthy and unmanageable ways at the risk of their own health, their own life, forced against their will. And there is human sex trafficking. And that is when somebody is trafficked or held prisoner into a position where their life is forced to interact with individuals in a sexual manner. Today we're going to talk about that. This is primarily what Project Rescue ministers to and reaches to. Isaiah 58:10 says this, "And if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like noonday." How many know that if we spend ourselves as believers in the on behalf of those who are hungry, those who are in need, and those who are impressed, how many believe that the light of Jesus Christ dispels the darkness of the enemy? And listen, Christians, let me encourage you. We are not defeated. The devil has already lost. We have nothing to fear in the devil. Listen, the kingdom of God needs to reawaken to the power of the Spirit that lives within us. When demons flee at the name of Jesus, and Jesus says his people will do even more than he did, how many know the devil has lost? He knows it. It's just the church sometimes forgets. But when we tap into this, the light of Jesus dispels the darkness, and your night becomes like noonday. Project Rescue is a ministry that dispels the darkness by providing a light in a unique way. Project Rescue began in 1997 when members from a ministry group and it went to a red light district in southern Asia. They went there with a passion to reach those who had been ensnared by drugs, who had been trapped by gangs, prostitution, and other kinds of terrible vices. And their team was stunned when they first went to the minister in the red light district and came across 100,000 women and children living in human trafficking, in slavery. Many of them had been sold by their impoverished families, tricked to come there under the guise of a job, showing up and discovering that it wasn't a job. It turned out to be a prison that they were into, their passports taken away, no access to know anyone to get out of the situation. And in that first interaction in the red light district, it was amazing. 100 women gave their life to Jesus Christ. But something occurred that was shocking. Soon after that, these 100 women brought 37 of their children and gave them to this ministry because they didn't want their children to grow up in the same human trafficking environment that they were trapped in themselves. Can you imagine, as a mother, as a father, if giving your child away because the environment you are in is so dangerous and so disheartening and so discouraging, so devastating, that it's better for your child to not be with you than to grow up in the same thing you're suffering with? Out of that night, Project Rescue formed. That local ministry created a safe aftercare home, and Project Rescue began to be birthed, a moment turned into a movement and a passionate desire to free more people. The shelter that was created became a safe environment, a place where children and women could go and have meals that were healthy and shared. Homework could be completed and clean beds provided. Most importantly, those 37 children were experiencing something they hadn't heard before, a message about a Heavenly Father who loves them. A Heavenly Father who created them with identity, purpose, and value that was being robbed by the nature of human trafficking. How many know the nature of human trafficking is to devalue the created nature of God in a person? In that moment, they wanted to rescue children and women and bring back the value that God gave them and man tried to remove from them. This ministry has grown. Over last year, Project Rescue ministered to, listen to this, 50,000 women and children impacted by sexual human trafficking slavery. Through aftercare homes, vocational training, after-school programs, night care shelters, HIV and AIDS, and medical clinics, red light district churches, small groups, Sunday schools, and awareness and prevention program, women and children are being rescued and restored to the value that God created them in. 25 years later, some of the strongest leaders of this ministry overseas are people who had been rescued themselves, who know the power of darkness and the light that comes in, and turn their life back to rescue and reach to those who are still caught in this terrible prison of slavery. Project Rescue exists to rescue and restore victims, but also not just in the practical side, but to give them an introduction to Jesus, the Savior of their life, the hope for their tomorrow. I mentioned that they do different things. Let me give you a quick overview, and we'll talk more specific in just a moment. First is prevention. Project Rescue provides after-school programs. Listen to this. This is always open every day, all day, to all children in red light districts to come and be able to learn about Jesus, to help with their homework, have snacks, have a safe environment, and simply this, listen, just to have fun for just a few moments. How many know children should not be carrying the burdens of adulthood? And just to give them a moment to laugh and play in a safe environment with people who will give them appropriate touch and appropriate affection is a gift to a child, restoring childhood that has been robbed. Prevention also occurs with awareness and prevention programs, providing free education about sexual slavery, human trafficking, HIV, AIDS, and STDs, and simply the value of young girls, teaching them to value education, being a part of the community and the churches that are there. That's the preventative side. It goes to try to stop it before it happens. But then there's the intervention side. For those who are already caught in it, that is evening care centers located adjacent to the red light districts. And they're open during peak brothel hours. And let me tell you why. These centers provide a way to get the vulnerable children out of their mother's room. Listen to what I'm saying. Out of their mother's room so they don't have to be under the bed while their mother services up to 10 to 15 customers a day. Imagine that. Imagine the psychological and emotional damage of climbing under a bed while your mother has 10 to 15 customers a day. This is a powerful opportunity. Like traditional daycare centers, Project Rescue evening care centers offer nourishing food, help again with homework and study, safe caring environment where children can simply sleep in peace and in a clean environment. Intervention occurs through the medical clinics. It's an estimated that 60% of female prostitutes in Southern Asia red light districts are infected with STDs and HIV/AIDS. In response, Project Rescue has established these medical clinics. They are open and they are free, providing care for women in the red light district, often paid for by the churches around the world who send that, and often leading to a relationship that can grow into something more. Then there's something called detention center outreach. One of the things that happens with a lot of human sex trafficking is when they come, like I said, their passport is taken away and they have no access to get back to home, to get out of the country, to travel. And so oftentimes illegal immigrants into different red light districts who came there legally but now have no documentation are arrested and caught in detention centers. Project Rescue advocates for the opportunity to negotiate the individual's freedom and release to come to a Project Rescue aftercare home where they receive the same treatment of spiritual, physical, and emotional care, including counseling to transform their life. And then there's red light district churches. This is an amazing part. Each day, women are allowed to go for 2 hours to leave the brothel, and during that time, they go to a church service down the street. I want you to understand, while they're at this church service, they hear about Jesus, they hear about the power of who Jesus is in their life, the restorative nature of forgiveness, and yet they go from worshiping Jesus like you're doing right now, back home to the brothel to experience human trafficking. Can you imagine the emotions of going to church and then going to bed with 10 to 15 customers in a day? The battle of knowing who Jesus made them to be and the reality of what they are stuck in, sexual bondage that needs to be broken. But then restoration comes. Prevention, intervention, and restoration. One of the things about restoration is that there are approximately 500 women and children in full-time aftercare homes right now receiving recovery. Aftercare and safe homes provide this opportunity for a holistic environment to recover that value, their emotional and spiritual needs. And then vocational training occurs so that when they can get free from human trafficking, they have the opportunity to provide a way of life. See, one of the reasons that individuals do not leave human trafficking is because they can't support themselves otherwise. So Project Rescue teaches them how to do clothing design, jewelry design. In fact, Tammy, we gave some samples to Brooks. It's in his office, of actual stuff created by women around the world, just so you have that. Scarves and pocketbooks and purses and all sorts of things. Makeup and jewelry and tailoring. Providing an opportunity for them to earn a living. And there's a whole process of how that happens, including the sale of these things around the world. All of this ministry was started by David and Beth Grant. 20 years ago, David Grant went around the country talking about human trafficking. I want you to know, when he first started talking about it, it was shocking to the church. It wasn't comfortable, and it wasn't something that people understood. In fact, I remember hearing about it, and I wasn't even sure when I was younger that it was true. Is that really possible? Because we live in our American bubble. How many know? We would find that reprehensible, but what you need to know is Detroit is the second largest human trafficking city, and Metro Detroit, in the nation of the United States. It is happening in your backyard. In fact, at our church service, when we preach this, and I preach this and launch this, do you know at the end of service, a lady, a grown adult lady, came to the front with her mother and said to me, "Pastor, this is my mother, and she human sex trafficked me for years in my church." Do you know, in two other churches I've spoke at, two other ladies came forward and said this had happened to them. This is not as foreign of a concept as we think. However, when David Grant started talking about it, it was in not something in America we would have thought was possible. But it started slow as he raised awareness, and a movement became the reality. Today, Project Rescue ministers in 10 countries throughout Europe, Central, and Southern Asia, with new sites coming online all the time. Recently, a team of pastors and businessmen went to the location where it all began. In the red light district, it's a difficult place. There are over 10,000 women in sex slavery right where they went. It's a heartbreaking place with narrow alleys. You could stretch your arms out and touch the tiny cubicle-like homes on each side. You have to duck just to get into a place without cutting your head on the rusted metal roofs. Women and children live in tiny 4x8 cubicles where the women and are forced to service, as I mentioned, 10 to 15 customers a day. The average lifespan is 28 years old in the red light district. At the end of the red light district is a Project Rescue Medical Center. And right around the corner is a red light district church where people find the freedom from trafficking. A group of friends traveled together, and they said when they were there, they witnessed one of the most amazing things they had seen. My friend, Pastor Rod Loy, pastors North Little Rock, Arkansas, Assembly of God Church, First Assembly, North Little Rock. He said this, and I quote, "It was some of the most powerful, passionate, authentic worship I've ever experienced." Mind you, this is with girls and women who had been trafficked. Said after slow worship, they started singing songs of celebration and dancing before the Lord with joy. He said, "I can't dance, but I did for 30 minutes. I was soaked through with sweat. It was so convicting." They worshiped with joy and excitement, even knowing what waited for them when church was over. Church, here's the amazing thing. They might be captives, but through Jesus, they found freedom. How many love that Jesus cannot be stopped by the owner of a brothel? How many know that COVID did not stop the move of the Spirit? How many know nothing can stop what Jesus wants to do? These are girls who are rescued. He said this, "I have never forget the emotion when a group of girls got up and began to sing, 'My chains are gone, I've been set free.' It was an amazing moment to watch. I've seen the video. I will tell you, it is emotional, it is intense, and it makes you stop for a moment and recognize how real Jesus is in desperate places." I'm going to share some stories, some real stories, but the names and locations have been changed to protect the identity of individuals. But these are real stories connected to real people, stories of rescued women and girls. There was a group of girls that were given, a whole group, about eight of them, given all at one time to Project Rescue after a government raid took place in a brothel. The girls first entered the home at ages 11 and 12, and the government official who brought them to the site of Project Rescue literally referred to them as animals, declaring that they were too far gone for anybody to restore them. He called them hopeless, and it was a worthless situation. But Project Rescue said there's no such thing as a wasted person. They welcomed them in. It was sometimes two steps forward, one step back, but God began to work. About 7 years later, the same official came back by to see how the girls were doing, and he was astonished. He couldn't believe it was the same girls. In 2015, all of those young ladies graduated from college. Two of those girls are now helping lead the home where they found freedom in. See, the church knows something the world doesn't. Jesus can restore anyone and rescue anybody. I want to tell you the story of Kihu and Kelai. Kihu was born HIV positive. Her mother was a prostituted woman working in a brothel. The Project Rescue staff was able to secure a release when she was just a baby because her mother was dying and had no one to care for her, and the brothel didn't want her because she was so young. Kihu almost died a couple of times due to the HIV infection. At one point, when she was just a toddler, one of the leaders were with her in her hospital bed as she began to bleed from her nose and her eyes and her gums and her mouth. Her immune system was quitting, giving up, crashing because a bacterial infection had settled in on top of the HIV viral infection. The Project Rescue Church and individuals began to spend time in prayer, seeking the Lord, believing that God was going to do something amazing, even though the doctors had said her situation was relatively hopeless. But the church never gave up. Church, let me encourage you, never give up. Overnight, when Kehu's condition seemed utterly hopeless, her vital signs began to strengthen. The bleeding in her immune system began to stop. Suddenly, her immune system began to fight off the bacterial load, which was against all medical possibilities, and she came back to life. She survived childhood through a combination of a miraculous touch of God, radical nutrition steps provided by Project Rescue, quality health care, and caregivers from Project Rescue who came and loved her as she deserved to be loved. I want to tell you about Kelai. Project Rescue workers were walking through the red light district in Southern Asia. This breaks my heart. One morning, they noticed a man standing in front of the brothels arguing with one of the madams at the brothels. He was holding a six-month-old baby girl in his arms as the Project Rescue workers came closer. And by the way, pray for our Project Rescue workers. They are in very dangerous situations at all times. They came and began to listen, and they realized he was negotiating a price for the sale of a six-month-old daughter. The Project Rescue workers began to immediately step in and challenge the man. Where did you get this baby? Immediately, the madam turned and walked back into the brothel. The man gave the baby because they realized he had stolen someone else's child to be able to sell a human for profit. This baby was given to the Project Rescue workers as he ran off. Project Rescue worker standing there with a six-month-old baby girl brought her into the Project Rescue home. Kehu and Kelai are still close friends. They've been in Project Rescue care since 2001. Kelai possesses a quiet confidence that comes from her relationship with Jesus. She is currently working on her college degree in social work. Kehu is doing much better. She is attending college and hopes to be a teacher, and her health, because of the treatments of Project Rescue, has allowed her to maintain a normalcy of life, and she's getting healthier all the time. Listen, all across Asia, Southern Asia, people are in terrible need. In many countries, there exists a thing called a caste system. You may have heard of that. The caste system is kind of like a pyramid where the rich and the high educated are on top and the poor are on the bottom. And the problem is you never can hardly ever leave your caste for life. You're stuck in it. Those who belong to the lowest caste are the most uneducated, the most impoverished, the most desperate to be able to survive life. It's not a matter of where you'll eat. It's not a matter of which store you want to go to. It's a matter of if you will eat each day. They struggle for life's basic needs, and this has created an incredible breeding ground for struggle related to human sex trafficking. Due to the extreme poverty, lack of education, people look to human trafficking to survive. Many parents sell their daughters into sex slavery. They feel they have no other option. They do not consider another way of life. There's no education. There's no jobs. What are we going to do? How are we going to live? In some of these cultures, listen to this. When a baby girl is born, the community gathers together to celebrate the commodity that was born. They're celebrating to the goddess of prostitution, and they're celebrating that this daughter that was born will provide an income for the family. From the first day of life, little girls are seen that way. And between the ages of 11 and 13, girls are sold to older men to be their wives. As sad as this stat is, very beautiful girl can be sold for as much as $15,000, the equivalent of 3 years' worth of income. The school dropout rate in these communities for girls is 100% by the fifth grade. In most of these communities, every single girl is trafficked, and the little boys are trained to become pimps and managers in the sex trade industry. Listen, in these communities, prostitution is not an option, it's a mandate. It's their way of life. Parents see no value for education, as girls have to become prostitutes and boys will become pimps. People who want to have sex with children are their target customer base. More than 50% of the population is infected with HIV. And this is where Project Rescue comes in to rescue people. Called by God, determined with a passion to make a difference, Project Rescue comes to minister, reaching out and building relationships with families, teaching them that there is another way, that there's value in the child they have beyond finance. Listen, they're teaching parents how to love their children and to see them as something created by God. They build schools to provide education for children beyond the fifth grade, an option for them to have a better life and a future. Project Rescue has many children working in these homes, growing in these homes, educating in these homes, training them to change the culture and break the cycle that has had a stranglehold in these communities. Project Rescue has amazing stories of recovery. We've seen parents make life-altering changes that change the course of their family for the rest of their life. There was a story of several parents that some of my pastor friends witnessed this story. They were there to sell, they were planning to sell their older daughter, then prostitute the younger. When they came to a service, the Project Rescue team was able to minister to them, opening their eyes to the value of their own kids. They began to put their kids into the Project Rescue school, and now after some time, the parents decided this was not a way of life, and now they've gone back to the community to say, we've got to change the way we view our children. Church, seeing the smiles on rescued kids' faces tells me it's worth it. Every single dollar, every single sacrifice is worth it to provide freedom for people who can't get out on their own. From time to time, you'll hear people say the words, I escaped from something. Can I tell you there's a difference? The definition of escape is to get away. It means you get away on your own. You have the ability to walk out. But the definition of rescue is different. It is to free or deliver someone from confinement. See, escape is about, I have a plan. I can do this. I'll figure it out. The problem is these kids and these women can't. They just can't escape because they have no place to go, no one to help, no one to give them the opportunity outside of a Project Rescue. They can't escape, but they can be rescued, and that's what we're here to do. You don't escape human trafficking, you're rescued from human trafficking. And then God begins to restore you to who God designed you to be. Listen, we pull people out of darkness and into the marvelous light, and it's not easy. It is emotionally draining and exhausting. It is not without opposition. Satan fights with everything he has. It's a physical, spiritual battleground. It's not a short-term commitment at all. Project Rescue becomes their family, helps them into college years, through college, and even helps pay for weddings at times. By the way, do you know one of the greatest things about Project Rescue is that people are rescued, they get married and have healthy sexual identities within a marriage. Can I tell you, that is a deep statement of the recovery that God can do in someone's life. Proverbs 31:8 says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice. I want to share with you in just the next 5 minutes a couple more quick stories. I want to tell you about Liana. She's a precious little girl. Her mother ran away when she was a baby. Her father killed himself, and her grandmother couldn't afford, and so she wanted to sell her into trafficking. But before she could, a Project Rescue leader met her, and she was immediately drawn to the leader. He began to minister to the family, and the grandma, instead of selling her, decided to give her to Project Rescue. Can I tell you, if it wasn't for the perfect timing of God bringing a Project Rescue person into this grandmother's life, she would be another statistic struggling to make it through life. Today, instead of being bound by the chains of trafficking, she has a family who loves her, a safe place to live. She has her own bed. She dances with joy. She paints and does crafts. And the sparkle in her eye is a testimony of the hope, joy, and peace. We have stories of Ali. Ali was a girl whose family wanted to sell her. Her mother wanted to sell her into trafficking, but her father, after hearing Project Rescue, decided to allow them to be put into a Project Rescue center as long as they would take her brother as well. When they entered the Project Rescue facility, they began to grow, but the mother decided that the long-term plan is still to take Ali and sell her to trafficking. She's in the safety of Project Rescue, but her day is coming unless God intervenes. Can I ask you, would you pray for her? Would you pray for all the parents stuck between economic survival and the selling of their children? There's still time, there's still hope, even though they're still battling this, and somebody knows the freedom of Project Rescue at the future expense of possibly being in the sex trade industry. See, I've learned something. These children, wow, they're beautiful. They laugh and play just like your children. They're normal kids experiencing abnormal life. Without Project Rescue, they are doomed to a future in the sex trade industry. They need a rescue. Real people in need of a real rescue. See, it is amazing to see the power of what God can do. The cost to provide housing, education, food, clothing is literally $93 a month or $1,095 a year. Each Project Rescue facility can house up to 30 to 35 girls and administrative staff. The cost of a Project Rescue center is about $250,000. And I want you to know, as I'm here today and I wrap up, this is a priority for me. Our congregation allows me as their pastor to leave 6 times a year to come speak on a Sunday morning to share this. Our church got on board. This year, our church has raised over $230,000. My kids have found incredible opportunities. My daughter created a business, sold t-shirts to raise money for Project Rescue. 2 kids in our church, 11 and 13, caught the vision of this so much that they created a mask business when this whole thing started. They were sitting in their home, and the 11-year-old girl, listen, for all of you who hate masks, this will be a story that redeems something. She was sitting in her home, and she noticed the governor, and by the way, this is not political. She noticed the governor had a houndstooth skirt on, and she looked at a pattern of her mask and said, oh my word, I have that same pattern. She made it for her, sent it to the governor. The governor was so impressed, she wore it in a press conference, giving a shout out to this little 11-year-old girl's company. Sales started flying into their company. Eventually, listen to this, they made so much money that they gave a third of it to Project Rescue, giving literally thousands of dollars as 11 and 13 to rescue people and children like themselves. You want to know the cool part? Later on, the governor called and said, I'd like to have a private Skype session, a FaceTime session, where you could teach me how to make masks. And I watched a 13-year-old boy begin to share about Project Rescue and why Jesus loves the world to the governor of the state of Michigan. Listen, during COVID-19, one of the things that happened is the brothels had to let people out because the owners, the managers, the pimps didn't want to provide financial income for them. So they sent them home. Do you know, during this time while COVID was happening, it became a moment where we could provide so much training and education and health that they could find freedom forever and never have to return. And do you know, for $1,546, children and women were set free for all time. And when the brothels will open back up, they will not return to the brothels because God provided for them during COVID-19. Now, the problem is they'll refill that with other people. So we have to bring prevention, intervention, and restoration. Let me say this. Beth Grant says this phrase, if evil people can work together for the purposes of sexual exploitation, then why can't good people, God's people, work together to bring hope and freedom? Project Rescue is a powerful ministry that God is using in powerful ways. And I'm honored to have come and shared today the vision of it. I thank Pastor Brooks and Tammy for allowing me to come. And I'm asking your church to partner with what we're doing. Pastor Brooks will come in just a second, but I want to pause for a second. And would you just join me in praying for all of those in human trafficking around the world? And then Pastor Brooks will come. Lord, we just pray right now for every woman and child, and every man who is perverse enough to be a part of that. I pray for your spirit to bring, breaking the bounds of this, to bring freedom to the captives, to bless the Project Rescue Ministry and other agencies and Christian organizations that are trying to break the back that Satan has provided as a prison cell for humanity. Jesus, we ask for your move in this church, your move in our state, your move around this world, that we would see and we would be hands and feet to provide the opportunity for freedom for people caught in bondage. Jesus, I ask that you would do that in me and my family and our church, Lord. Just allow us to be a part of something bigger than ourselves that brings freedom to those who need it so much. Lord, I pray blessings upon Northville. I love their pastor and their team. Lord, I pray blessings upon this church. Lord, pour out your blessings in this community. Let this church be a place that not only reaches the world, but reaches their neighborhood. And let your spirit begin to do what you want to do in the days ahead. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen. Pastor Brooks.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Aaron. We may live in a sick world, but we have a Savior who came to redeem. And not only do we have a Savior, the Savior has a church that he's called to walk with him. And so I'm asking you to consider over the next few weeks, and we'll kind of keep Project Rescue out there for the next few weeks, because I want you to be able to talk to your husband or your wife or talk about it. But today, if you're moved, you can take one of the envelopes and mark Project Rescue. My wife and I have already written ours, and I want us to be a part, not just a Project Rescue of what God wants to do, because it's rescuing people who become the church, and we can be a part of the church with them. Amen. So thank you for considering, Pastor Aaron. Thank you for sharing and letting us know. I will tell you this. Thank you for those who have been online with us. You can go online and give online to missions. And we'll make sure that money is appropriately taken care of. So anyway, thank you for joining us online. If we can go ahead and cut off the online for a moment. Thank you.